Next, Laura Lawton. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Listen carefully, ladies. In order to get your Christmas cards to you in time for mailing, Laura Lawton must withdraw her exciting offer tomorrow, Wednesday. So if you'd like all the glorious Stony Brook Art Christmas cards you need at a tremendous saving, act today without fail. Each assortment of 10 French fold cards is yours, only 25 cents to Babbo users. These are the very same cards that have played such an important part in bringing Peter and Laura together in our story. I have them right here. Let me describe them. Each design is different, each one unusual, distinctive, printed in full, brilliant color at the famous Stony Brook Press. Here's one with Christmas candles and bright green holly wreaths. And here's one with poinsettias. This one has a handsome cutout design. And this one a rich-looking real satin bow. Yes, and the greetings inside are warm-hearted, filled with Christmas cheer. In retail stores, each set of 10 cards would cost far more than we ask. We offer them at only a fraction of retail price, simply to thank old friends and to win new friends for Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. So order all you need. Have your cards mailed right to your door. No fuss, no bother, no shopping in crowded stores. For each set of Stony Brook Art cards with envelopes, just do this. Cut the word Babbo out of the green label, send with only 25 cents a quarter, together with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. That's Laura Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Box 76, New York City 8. It's the bargain of a lifetime. But tomorrow is absolutely the last day, so act immediately. Offer good in United States. And now, Laura Lawton. There has been a meeting in the great living room of the French farmhouse between Laura's husband, Peter Carver, and Ilse Borg, who is responsible for his present predicament. It was a meeting of very short duration, but of tremendous importance, since in a very few words, Peter expressed his ideas about the position he's been forced into. Meanwhile, in London, in the little flat she shares with Peter's secretary, May Case, Laura's having tea with her friend, Joe Barney.
Joe, I asked you to come and have tea with me, because I feel that I owe you an explanation.
That's good, Laura. I feel the same way. You didn't expect me to say that, did you?
No, I don't think I did.
Laura, what did you do with Ilse Borg? That's what I want to know.
Well, I can only tell you that I helped her leave this flat. Where she was going, I don't know, except that it was to France.
Great. That's why you can tell me, is it? That's why you waited and let me run around in circles down at Whitehall. You just wanted me to be sure she'd landed on the other side of the channel.
Yes, Joe.
You know, Laura, I'd be pretty thoroughly justified in being angry with you.
I know. May Case and I both realize that.
Fortunately, Ilse Borg wasn't wanted for anything by Scotland Yard or the intelligence service. That is, she hadn't done anything wrong except bother them about trying to get to her own country.
What would they have done if they had caught her?
Well, they weren't trying to catch her in the real sense of the word. They were merely trying to catch up with her and suggest you take the first boat back to America.
Oh.
Actually, her going to France achieves the same result, getting her off their hands. Now, it won't be pleasant for her if she tries to come back to London. These days, too much is happening for schoolgirls to be mixing themselves up with a lot of intrigue.
I know.
And I think the kindest thing you could do to simplify the situation would be to hop the next plane back to America with May and settle down in Washington again.
Go back to Washington without Peter.
If you're there, there'll be more incentive for him to get there. I don't think you should stay in London, frankly. I think you belong at home.
Oh, I would like to go home. I'm not very happy here.
You're homesick. Why don't you face it? Believe me, Laura, I think you could handle this whole situation about Peter better from your home territory. You're lonesome here, not sure of yourself, and your emotional sights have to be somewhat warped.
You make a lot of sense, Joe.
You bet I do.
And I'll think about it. I might even get home in time for Christmas. Do you know I'm getting cards from people home? The same Christmas cards I designed and sent to America, and now I'm getting them back from my friends.
The very fact that you're getting Christmas cards this early shows you how very upside down your world is. You should be at home just beginning to get ready for Christmas.
Oh, Joe. If I only knew what to do.
Look, if I can book plane passage for you and May Case and myself, how about it?
Well, would you come too?
Certainly.
Why? You have work to do here, haven't you?
I can do it in Washington just as well.
Joe?
Yes?
I, too, am a nuisance in London, aren't I?
Not to me.
No, because you have all the patience of a saint, dear Joe. But the others, they've told you, haven't they? The official people would be just as happy if I went back to Washington. Just as happy as they will be when you tell them that Ilse Borg is in France.
Laura, they're not mad at you, you know. You've done nothing that could be construed as troublesome. It's just
that... It's just that I have no right to use up valuable time. Well, you're right, Joe. They're right. Everybody's right but me. I'll talk to May. When would you have to know?
I can manage it in 24 hours.
Suddenly I become a VIP.
Yes.
Very important person to be rid of. Very important person to be got home as fast as possible and to be put back in the box. Joe, go on, tell everybody Ilse Borg is across the channel. And that May Case and I will begin packing.
Poor Laura.
No. I guess it's lucky, Laura. I'll go and talk to May now. She's been lying down in the bedroom while I had this heart-to-heart chat with you.
All right. I'll be back to get your final word. Laura, don't be unhappy, will you? That's the one thing I can't take in all this.
You shouldn't be so sweet to us, Joe. We're nuisances.
Yes, you're nuisances, but it's worse if you're unhappy, Laura. So that much you can do for me. Just don't dishearten me, that's all.
Goodbye, Joe. And thank you.
Goodbye.
Well, is he gone, Laura? I thought I heard the door shut.
He's gone, May.
Is he very angry at you for letting Ilse go?
No. As a matter of fact, he isn't. He feels that everyone will be rather relieved that she's out of London.
Oh?
Which is rather a load off my mind. May?
Yes?
Do you want to go back to Washington?
I can't think of anything that would do me more good at this moment. Of course I want to go back to Washington.
It will be without Peter. But Joe feels that if I were back in America, somehow Peter would follow me.
I agree.
If he wants to come to me, that is.
Laura, that's such a very silly if.
Perhaps it is, perhaps not. However, the important thing is that we go, isn't it?
Laura, you sound thoroughly defeated.
I am defeated, May, completely. I've never felt quite so unnecessary or so troublesome.
That will pass. You've been under a dreadful strain. You'll be all right.
You think so? Well, let's see about getting ready. Joe will be back to know when we're ready to go to Washington. They're all so very anxious to get rid of us, May. We can have seats on the plane at a moment's notice. Not very flattering, is it?
Laura, dear, don't be bitter.
Better than weeping, isn't it, May? I think it's much better than weeping.
And in France, in her great farmhouse, Madame Auguste Prenier decided to have a talk with Peter. Peter's in the sitting room of the suite the old lady's provided for him, sitting before a great fire, ostensibly reading, but actually many miles away from the hearth. His thoughts. Now he hears the tap of Madame Prenier's cane on the flagged passageway outside his door. And then a knock at the door.
Good afternoon, Madame.
Good afternoon, Peter.
I heard you coming down the corridor.
I like to warn people of my coming. You could have pretended to be asleep, you see.
Why?
I don't know. Possibly to avoid conversation, discussion.
Won't you sit down?
Certainly. This is a very good fire.
It's a delightful room.
It's a tomb. The whole house is a tomb, I think. Stone and timber and shadows and broken hearts.
Well, that's quite a dramatic description of your fine French farmhouse, madame.
Dramatic and accurate. Now, Mr. Peter Carver, I have just finished putting my grandniece to bed, or grandchild of sorts. The relationship is so remote as to be vague even to me.
Ilza isn't well?
She is not at all well. And I think she will be here quite some time, convalescing, recuperating, restoring her health.
Under your care, that should be a speedy process.
Yes.
I'm sorry she's not well. And, of course, the addition to your household of an invalid guest is one that must add many chores to your daily routine.
So?
So I should be very happy to relieve you of the responsibility of myself, if you'd be so kind as to expedite my departure.
Very amusing, Peter, very amusing. You didn't really expect me to be taken in by any of that nonsense.
I guess not.
You will stay here until I see fit to send you away.
You're quite a powerful woman, Madame Prunier. It takes power to accomplish what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Keeping me here against my will.
Oh, you misinterpret what is happening to you. You are being protected.
Oh, protective custody, I see.
And besides, I feel sure that part of my dear Ilza's recuperation will be your responsibility, too.
Oh?
Yes, indeed. It would be so unchivalrous of you to leave her here pining for you.
Madame Prunier, what little chivalry I possess belongs to my wife, believe me.
Laura, yes. Ilza speaks very gently of her. However, that is neither here nor there.
I wish to join my wife in London, madame. Laura's waiting for me, and I wish to join her.
That is too bad, Peter, that you should be so stubborn about all this. Makes me rather unhappy.
Is it possible?
It is always disturbing to me to have to refuse the requests of people of whom I am fond. And I am fond of you, Peter, in a strange sort of way.
All right, let it go.
Let what go?
The rest of this fencing. I'm to stay here. Fine. I'll stay. But could it be without conversation?
Oh, you become surly, Peter.
Oh, I have depths of disagreeableness, my dear madame, which have never been plumbed.
Oh, you're very amusing, Peter. And I leave you with this suggestion. You were very rude to Ilza when she first got here and you spoke to her. You were very rude. Don't do it again. Good afternoon, Peter. Go back to your work.
Offer ends tomorrow, ladies, so send for Laura Stony Brook Art Christmas cards immediately. This is your amazing opportunity to get all the cards you need at a tremendous saving. Each of these handsome French fold cards has a different design. Every card is in full, brilliant color, warm, cheerful, brimming over with good old Christmas spirit. So send today. Save time, save money, save shopping in crowded stores. To get your set of 10 Stony Brook Art cards with envelopes, just do this. Get a can of Babbo, cut the word Babbo out of the green label. Mail it with only 25 cents a quarter, together with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. Jot down that address. Laura Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Box 76, New York City 8. Offer positively ends tomorrow. Act now so you can mail your cards as soon as possible. Be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking for B.T. Babbitt Incorporated, makers of Babbo. Now try this low-cost way to keep drain pipes clean. Use Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S. This
CBS is NBC, the national broadcasting company.